From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hi, welcome to the Newsroom 101 podcast about volunteering. My name is Rachel. I go to Heritage Hall.
Hello, my name is Josh, and I go to Edmund Memorial.
My name is Hannah, and I go to Edmund Memorial also.
Hey.
So what are some of your individual experiences with volunteering, Josh?
Well, I volunteer on a regular basis. I volunteered for Hot Dogs for the Homeless. Last year, I was an officer of my school's volunteer club. It was called Advocating Change Together.
What did that club do?
Well, we had various projects. There's a Hope Center based in Edmond, and what it does is it clothes, it feeds, and it provides other services for lower-income families. And then we had just various other, like, you know, school beautification projects, and we just had many different projects to do.
That's really cool.
Well, I have done volunteering with my church, and I have gone to Mexico to help build a school for disabled children. And I have done a turkey run at Thanksgiving, taking Thanksgiving dinner food to people who don't have the money for it. And that was just a lot of fun. We went to Luther and got to do that. And then we have a smaller church in downtown Oklahoma City that I've gone to and, like, helped teach Bible class and just all kinds of really fun stuff.
What church do you go to?
I go to Memorial Road Church of Christ.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I've done things mainly in the city. I've never gone on a church mission group or anything like that, but I've done things with Come Read With Me, and that's a program through the local library, and their mission statement is, like, to bring the joy of reading to at-risk kids, and you just kind of go to schools and read to kids and do arts and crafts projects, and it's a lot of fun. And kind of in the same vein, I was a counselor at clown camp.
Hey.
Counselor, clown, counselor. And so that was just for kids who wanted to learn the joy of laughing and laughing at yourself and being a clown. And that was fun as well. And I've also worked with Infant Crisis Services. And so that is very rewarding as well.
It is. I've worked there also.
It's a great organization.
It is.
Super neat.
Helps out infants.
I think I've painted a room for them once or something.
For real?
No, it was for a group similar to that. But I painted, like, a room and a closet, and then we were painting a door, and someone spilled a stain all over the floor. It was great.
Oh,
so we kind of did them a disservice.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun.
So are there any organizations that you guys, like, want to be a part of that you haven't gotten a chance to yet?
Well, as I'm preparing for going to college, I'm going to University of Colorado, and I have been looking at different student organizations and study abroad programs, and what I want to do in life, actually, is I want to be a humanitarian aid major, and so basically what I will be doing is I will be, like, practicing medicine abroad, and it's almost like a Doctors Without Borders Peace Corps, which I've always admired.
Wow.
And so I'm turning that into a major so that I can do that for a living.
That's really cool. The college where I want to go, Oklahoma Christian, all of their social clubs require a certain amount of service to get in, so I think that'll be really neat to be able to
definitely
you'll get to explore all that
area.
That's really cool. Yeah, you should totally join the Peace Corps.
Peace Corps is awesome. I admire them, like I said, but it's a binding contract. You're, I don't know the exact number. I think it's 27 months without contact of the Western world, whereas if I did it, like, Doctors Without Borders, it's almost like you go, everyone, you can also provide a supplementary income for a family.
Right.
And so, I mean, I would love Peace Corps, and I would love Doctors Without Borders. I mean, like I said, my mission is to... What do you want to do, Rachel?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I'd really like to work for Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be very cool. And I've always wanted to, like, get involved at the food bank and just things like that like the soup kitchen around Thanksgiving. It was me to do that. So kind of like the turkey run. The turkey run sounds fabulous. So that'd be really neat. I kind of used to want to go into the Peace Corps. That sounds cool. The Doctors Without Borders sounds very neat. I know somebody who does that, and he loves it.
Really?
Yeah, he lives in Switzerland, but gets to travel, like, all these really cool places and help people. And so
traveling,
it's very cool.
For a living and helping people, the best life I can think of.
Well, like, so why do you guys volunteer? What are some things you get out of it?
Well, as opposed to some people that volunteer just for their college transcripts and so that they look good, I volunteer just because I like helping people. I ask for nothing more but a smile from someone, or knowing the fact that someone has been helped by what I have done. It just, them improving someone's life just that much better, even if it's just by a simple hello and can I help you, is satisfying to me.
You're going to do that for a living.
How
cool is that? How rewarding.
I just like to volunteer just to try to show Jesus' love to the world. Just
get it.
Show everybody Jesus loves them by smile or whatever.
Let's see. Yeah, I always think it's all about giving back, and you might as well do something constructive with your free time. And if you have that free time, you might as well give it to somebody else. And it's, I think everyone feels a sense of accomplishment and feels a sense of reward when they volunteered. And studies have backed that up.
Studies, have they?
Yes. Studies,
really?
In fact, show that there are physical and mental health benefits. Like, it alleviates depression in a lot of elderly people to volunteer. So, and, you know, it helps other people, but you also feel a sense of reward from helping other people.
Right.
So it's kind of a symbiotic thing.
All warm and tingly inside.
Exercise sometimes. Yeah, warm and tingly. You get exercise.
Smile muscles. Everyone wants your face
smile.
To look good.
On that note, thank you everyone for listening, and be sure to read our publication in Hot Ink.